MSO News Sports, connecting you to North Shore news and sports. This is North Shore Today with Rick Moore.
Brought to you by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news coverage in communities on the North Shore. This is North Shore Today for Tuesday, April 8, 2025. Trump's policy on foreign students is condemned by the MTA, and Manchester by the Sea will be selecting a new town administrator. Showers ending, windy, near 40, high tide, Gloucester Harbor, 8:54 a.m. and 9:33 p.m. State House reporter Christian Wade writes that Beacon Hill leaders are being urged to take more aggressive steps to shield Massachusetts colleges and universities from the Trump administration's immigration crackdown that is now targeting foreign students in the United States on visas. The University of Massachusetts Amherst campus said Friday at least five international students attending the public college have had their visas revoked by the Department of State without prior notice to university administrators. At Harvard University, three international students and two recent graduates had their visas revoked, according to school officials. The individuals were not publicly identified. The Massachusetts Teachers Association condemned the Trump administration for trampling the rights and freedoms of students and educators and called on state leaders to reject at every turn Trump's coercive tactics and take the necessary legal steps to turn back such threats. Stephen Hagan reports in the Gloucester Times. In Manchester by the Sea, the select board met on Monday evening to consider three finalists for the job of town administrator. The candidates to succeed town administrator Gregory Federspiel are John Apple, who serves as town administrator in Atkinson, New Hampshire, Tony Barletta, the town administrator in The Hunt, and Chuck Dem, Manchester by the Sea's director of public works. The select board interviewed the candidates for town administrator April 3 as part of a special meeting in town hall. Federspiel said the select board hoped to make its choice for his successor during Monday's meeting. Check the Gloucester Times tomorrow for more on that. More news after this break.
It's Dom Nicastro from the North Shore Sports Desk and Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, my two podcasts on MSO News Sports. Catch new episodes every Thursday morning. Follow me at Dom Sports Desk for the latest updates and find our shows at msonewsports.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Taparo Capital Management. It's time to craft your retirement plan. Click on the Taparo banner at the top right of our website and begin creating your winning game plan.
Isaac Green reports on itemlive.com. Each beginning of the month on a Monday evening, volunteers from the Rotary Club of Lynn arrive at the Salvation Army on Franklin Street with a mission: pack bags of food for hundreds of local families. It's a routine act they perform for years, but one that's becoming harder as food bank budgets shrink and the need gets bigger. Rib Asterak, a former deputy superintendent of Lynn Public Schools and longtime Rotarian and former club president, was one of several volunteers filling bags with canned goods and pasta, items that would be paired with dairy and produce before distribution later in the week. The Rotary's efforts in Lynn are part of a larger collaboration with the Salvation Army, which distributes food every Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday. The need has remained steady, if not increased, with the site serving between 150 and 175 families a day. And Matt Petrie writes in Newburyport Daily News, local author and musician Sidney Bullens will be visiting the Merrimack Public Library this Thursday to share his story of inspiration and resiliency, as well as some of his hit tunes. The library will be hosting Bullens from 6:30 to 7:30 p.m. in the library's community meeting room. A Grammy Award-winning singer and songwriter, the West Newbury native is also the author of a memoir titled Transelectric, My Life as a Cosmic Rockstar, which he will be reading from during his visit. From the desk of MSO's Media Director Bill Newell in Boys High School lacrosse from yesterday, St. John's Prep crushed Malden Catholic 12-1 with 10 different players scoring for the Prep. Bishop Fenwick fell to Bishop Feehan 21-2. Essex Tech topped Amesbury 14-8 and Linfield over Triton 18-6. In girls lacrosse, it was Bishop Fenwick 6, Bishop Feehan 4, St. Mary's 9, Archbishop Williams 8. Ava Nelson led the Spartans' offense with 5 goals. Ipswich beat Pentucket 10-5. The Tigers were led by Allie Weil with 4 goals. and Hamilton Wenham defeated North Reading 13-4. Hamilton Wenham girls tennis team opened up its season yesterday with a 4-1 victory at Rockport. And in baseball, St. John's Prep rolled past Malden Catholic 11-1 behind a solid pitching performance from Rowan Cormier. The Red Sox fell to the Blue Jays last night 6-2 at Fenway. Game 2 of the series is tonight at 6:45. Celtics and Bruins were both off last night. Tonight, the Celtics play the Knicks in New Jersey. The Bruins also play tonight as they meet the Devils in New Jersey. And the Knicks are actually in New York, not New Jersey, my bad. For our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and our media director, Bill Newell, I'm Rick Moore, MSO News Sports. Thanks for checking in.
North Shore Today is a daily local news and sports podcast delivering updates from around the region, powered by Moynihan Lumber, supporting local news and sports coverage. Our website features breaking news, community updates, and feature interviews giving voice to the North Shore. Check out the area's top weekly sports talk shows, the North Shore Sports Desk and the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, hosted by Dom DeCastro, produced by Kelly Media. MSO News Sports, connecting the North Shore.